Used cars are more expensive. New cars are more expensive. President Donald Trump's proposed 100% tariff on imported semiconductors. Boy, that's sending shockwaves through Michigan's auto industry. While supporters say the move could boost domestic chip manufacturing and create jobs here in the States and possibly here in Michigan, the critics are warning that it may hike vehicle prices, complicate supply chains, and threaten Michigan's already struggling economy. As one of the most auto-dependent states in the entire nation, Michigan stands to feel the full impact of these changes, for better or worse. Which will it be? Let's bring in Glenn Stevens, Executive Director at Mich Auto. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm like in fear, maybe I should go buy a car real quick before the prices go up. But I don't even want to buy a car because the prices are already very high. But I think a lot of people are in that mode. A lot of people have gone out and bought cars to get in front of the tariffs because they just don't know. Do you see any – is the picture becoming any clearer yet?
No, I don't think the picture's become too much more clear than – when it all started on January 20th, when the president issued the America First Trade Policy Act. I mean, there is some things that have settled, like some of the import taxes on certain countries, but we're still a bit of a quandary with Canada, Mexico, and China, which are our largest and most impactful partners to Mexico, to Michigan.
Yeah, I feel like when the president was saying, yeah, there's going to be some short-term pain, but it'll be long-term gain, I feel like he's talking about the auto industry, and I feel like he's talking about Michigan, because I don't see how we can get around short-term pain with the deal we currently have with Canada and Mexico.
No, we're in it. I just spoke with one of the OEMs this morning, and the fact of the matter is, and it's public, these are publicly traded companies, they are incurring billions of increased costs due to the tariffs. That is just a fact. Doesn't matter where you assemble your vehicle in the world, you're bringing parts in from someplace somehow. That is the way the global supply chain. Now, some companies have some advantages, but the costs are up for all of them, and that filters through the supply chain, and we are feeling it here.
So, you know, you watch the numbers come out for car companies, and it's like, you know, this quarter they made billions of dollars, and the next another quarter they lost billions of dollars. Do these car companies have enough money to eat some of these tariff costs, or not really? Do they have to turn them all over to the customers?
Well, they're all in different states of operation, global footprints, operating philosophies. I mean, if you look at Stellantis, they've been through a lot, and they have new leadership, really good new leadership, but they've got a real rough path in front of them. So they're in one state and GM's in another. Even Ford even went out and secured a line of credit just as a safety valve because of all the uncertainty right now. Can they absorb some of this? Absolutely. But you know, we know that it's going to affect profit sharing checks, particularly for the UAW, but for all that is something we anticipated. Now we're starting to hear about that. That impacts our economy too, because those checks go out into the stores and the communities. So we're feeling this in different ways, and really most of it is really centered on the industry needs certainty and stability to make sure it can plan and build for the future.
I remember Gretchen Whitmer saying Michigan, or you know, Detroit maybe, is going to become Chip City, that we're going to build the chips here in Michigan. And President Biden, he got the Chips and Science Act passed, and that was a couple of years ago. Are we not building any chips, or is it just take a long, long time to get up and running?
Well, it takes a long time, and it takes an incredible amount of investment and capital to build a chip plant. I've actually gone down to Ohio outside of Columbus to look at the Intel plant. I mean, I can't even describe how large that plant is and the capital intensity that goes with it. What we have done, though, in Michigan, and this is a credit to our bipartisan legislators that have worked on it, our governor, our economic development folks, particularly in Flint, because they've worked on this Mundy Township site. But we really have had a supply chain start to develop that is part of the semiconductor chip and microelectronics. That is really something that's expanded in Michigan. So where this goes, I don't know, but Michigan is as poised as anyone is to capitalize on that.
Are we going to have shortage of chips like we did during COVID when all the ships were backed up, or are they just going to be more expensive because of the tariffs?
Well, I think supply and demand is in much better shape. There's no question about that. Boy, nobody wants to go through that again. That was so disruptive. But you could potentially see increases when there is, you know, a proclamation, and our president does do this. It can really move things and shake things very quickly. If there was 100% tariffs on all imported chips, yes, you would definitely have costs go up. At the same time, we know it's a stated goal to onshore and bring manufacturing back. So we have to be able to capitalize on that too. But it's long lead time stuff, particularly with chips.
If Donald Trump's right and this will cause factories to get built in the United States and more jobs and help the economy, how long would that take? When he talks about long-term gain, what calendar year are you thinking?
It depends on what we're talking about. So let's talk about the longest. That's probably a chip plant. That's probably your most capital intensive, long project, long lead time type of facility. An assembly plant would be right behind it. That's multiple years to put a new assembly plant in. Now, if you're going to move production of vehicles from one line to another, you know, that can be done maybe within a year. The easiest thing is when companies decide to resource parts that are smaller and easier to ship, and that happens a lot quicker. So, but nothing happens in days or weeks or even months. It takes time to move production, and you're not going to move production when there's uncertainty with the trade situation.
Well, is it possible that these companies will just try and wait Donald Trump out? He can't run for a third term. He's got 3.5 years left. If it's that long term, can they wait him out, or do they need to make these decisions while he's in office?
Again, it depends. You have to look at what are the long term ramifications of the tariffs and what they might be, or, you know, how long they might be in place. But yeah, I think there are companies that are saying, we're going to absorb this, we're going to shift things around. The amount of game planning and scenario planning analysis that is involved in the supply chain right now, I mean, it's already complex, but it's gone to a whole nother level of complexity now when you look at, okay, how do I use a different material for this plastic part? Where am I getting my steel from? Where am I building my seats? Everybody's looking at this right now. And again, you need certainty to be able to do that. But I think there will be companies that wait things out. There will be production that is moved. And unfortunately, there's going to be some companies that are hurt in the process too.
Glenn Stevens, Executive Director of Mish Auto. We appreciate your expertise and your time today.
Anytime, Kevin. Great to talk to you.
All right, thank you for the conversation. Have a great weekend. Yeah, so it looks like the prices of cars are going to go up. Are there going to be job losses as well? We don't know yet. This picture is so muddy right now. And if it's going to be a rosy picture, it looks like it's going to be many years away. We're going to take a quick break. It's All Talk. I'm Kevin Dietz.